afternoon. Welcome back. 417, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and now the award-winning Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor of the opinion pages. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Andy. You feeling nice and cool today?
Yes, actually, I am. I am sitting here with an ice block and a fan, and Anne has been standing there kind of waving papers to create a little air in the studio, but I understand it is sweltering outside.
It's pretty bad, I have to tell you. The summer solstice started with a bang, didn't it?
Yeah, really. Speaking of a bang, I see that gun ownership is up and crime is down. That's pretty good.
It is good. I mean, both things are good. So the FBI released just the preliminary numbers for violent crime in the United States for 2011. It takes them a long time to put together their figures.
Yeah.
And violent crime is down 4% in the country, which has been following a long trend, which is great news. And what they do is they compile the data from all the major cities and states. So, you know, obviously some are up and some are down, but overall, you know, the numbers are paralleling states allowing more carry rights, you know, so people can carry guns, and, you know, so the bad guys don't know who's carrying and who's not, and they don't know who to, you know, mug
or
assault. And then we also see the numbers going up the firearm sales. Two firearm companies that are public that we know of, the Ruger Company and Smith & Wesson, both of them have had almost double sales in the first quarter of this year, so high that both of them have had backlogged, and the Ruger Company had actually put a stop to all orders for over 2 months this spring until just in May because they couldn't even fill the orders. They're up to 1 million orders. So those numbers are through the roof, and then we see what's called the NICS test, which is the FBI test. You do a background check when you buy a gun. Those are up substantially, especially they're up high in 2008 when Mr. Obama came to office, and they've exploded again this year. I think it's up 28% with the fear of a second term and gun grabbing. So
yeah.
You know, it's astronomical, the numbers, just this year alone. I mean, as I said, like, two companies can't even fill their orders, and those that we know of, because they're public. The background checks are so high, you know. I mean, it's just everyone's getting their guns because they don't know what's going to happen if he wins again. So the good thing about everyone buying guns and gun ownership being at the highest it's ever been in this country, 47%, is that crime goes down because that's a universal fact. When gun ownership goes up, crime goes down because the bad guys don't know who they're going to open the door to or don't know who they're going to grab when they walk down the street. So crime has gone down again. And, you know, as I saw in my story, I talked to the NRA, and, you know, they said, you know, all the gun control advocates will have 1,000 reasons why crime is down other than the fact that there's more gun ownership and more carry rights. They'll say it's lack of drug use or, you know, education or, you know, some sort of government programs. It's the gun use. It's gun ownership, you know, and they say, you know, look at the numbers and look at the parallels. And in the 25 years since they've had the worst, we had our highest crime since 1990, the only thing that's paralleled it has been the 25 years since we've gone from just a handful of states allowing carry rights to now it's 41 states have some carry rights. The only places that have zero rights at all to carry are D.C. and Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the country has some kind of carry rights, and 41 states have shall issue ones, meaning they make it very easy for you to get carry permits.
Yeah. Hey, how come President Obama isn't using this on the campaign trail? I mean, he's created a lot of jobs here. He can take credit for doing something good.
That's my question. I exactly posed because, you know, for once, he could actually take credit for something he's done well. I mean, the firearm industry has gone through the roof, and it counts for, I think, $28 billion a year in sales, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and it's 180,000 jobs, and it's the manufacturing that's going through the roof, and crime is down as a result. But for some reason, President Obama's not touting that as one of his successes. I just don't know why, Andy.
It's amazing. All right, your other piece this week. In fact, I just read it this morning. Relief from Taxmageddon. What happened? Somebody actually do the math?
Well, I'll tell you. Finally, the House caught up to politics. Sometimes they just don't think straight. The president's just been bashing the House Republicans all year. Oh, they want taxes to go up on everyone, or they're protecting the rich. And meanwhile, the Republicans are sort of sitting back, letting this whole tax-mageddon thing get closer and closer and closer, and it's $4.3 trillion in taxes. It's, I think, $300 billion next year alone, all coming on January 1st of this year. And everyone says, oh, we have to wait till after the election. We have to wait till after the election. Nothing can be done. Well, why? You know, just to let Obama have this issue for the rest of the year to bang on Republicans?
Mm-hmm.
So finally, Republicans have taken the lead. They are writing, Dave Camp, who's chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, is starting right now to write the legislation, and Speaker Boehner said it's going to be a one-year extension of all current rates and all current policies, everyone. So even if you're a millionaire or billionaire or you're middle class, dividend taxes, death taxes, everything. And so they're writing that, and they're going to get it on the floor in July.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, like, there's also some breaks in the Democrats over this, and there's up to, I think, 7 Senate Democrats who've said that we should extend all rates for a year. Completely disarms the party and, you know, Mr. Obama's class warfare stuff, that we should only do it for everyone under $200,000. So 7 is quite a good number. You know, you put that together with Republicans, they're pretty close to having a 60-vote margin to pass this before the election, which is so interesting. I mean, obviously, Harry Reid will do everything he can to stop it. Because Obama will then, what was he going to do, veto a tax cut for tax, not tax cut, but keeping tax rates the same for
mm-hmm.
everyone? I mean, it puts them in a bind. And so it's very smart of House Republicans to do this and to get it on the floor quickly.
Yeah, and of course he's had lots of help recently from Bill Clinton as well.
Well, that's right. That's right. That's one of the major Democrats who's done that, who's come out and said we should just give, you know, let all the rates stay for a year. It's really, they keep getting, you know, a little circling firing squad here, Democrats, over this issue, because they just sort of don't know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Obama is the only one who's, Obama, I should say, maybe, and Harry Reid are the only ones who keep insisting that the over 200,000 crowd, which is half of small businesses, should get a tax hike. I mean, that's really what's holding up this whole deal. So, you know, and then, of course, I think if President Obama is reelected, he does want the chance to hike everyone's taxes. So we wouldn't want to make a deal too soon on that, is his theory.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will talk again next week. I'm just receiving word, by the way, right now that the vote, the final count from the House Oversight and Reform Committee is 23-17. They're going to send the contempt report to the House. So it appears this is going to happen, this whole issue over Fast and Furious and holding Eric Holder on contempt charges. So interesting.
And it'll now go to the full House for a vote on the floor, holding city attorney general in contempt of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, Emily, we'll talk again next week, perhaps about this issue. See ya.
All righty.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Emily Miller, Washington Times senior opinion page editor.